Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. New graphic details of an alleged sexual assault involving President-elect Donald Trump's choice for defense secretary. Correspondent Christopher Cruz has our top story.
A 22-page police investigative report offers the first detailed account of an encounter between a woman and Pete Hegseth in 2017 in Monterey, California. The woman told police when she tried to leave his hotel room, he took her phone, blocked the door, and refused to let her leave. She says she believes Hegseth then sexually assaulted her. Hegseth told police the sexual encounter was consensual. Police recommended the case be forwarded to the district attorney for review. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
The House Ethics Committee has voted not to release its report on sexual misconduct allegations involving Mr. Trump's selection for Attorney General, former Congressman Matt Gaetz. Ranking Democrat Susan Wild.
There was no consensus on this issue. We did agree that we would reconvene as a committee on December 5th to further consider this matter.
Gaetz met with lawmakers on Capitol Hill yesterday. Ukraine's Air Force says Russia has launched an intercontinental ballistic missile at the country for the first time. The BBC's Paul Adams is in eastern Ukraine.
Military sources told the BBC the missile, which has a range of up to 6,000 miles and can carry multiple warheads, had been fired from Astrakhan, close to the Caspian Sea.
Kyiv says it did not have nuclear charge. At least two people have died in a bomb cyclone that slammed into the northwest coast, snapping tree limbs and damaging homes in and around Seattle. Nancy Deans is grateful.
There's a tree in the house, but we're here. And we're able to have this conversation.
The system also brought intense snow and rain to Northern California, closing roads, and triggering the possibility of flooding and mudslides. Attending the University of Texas is getting a lot cheaper for many students. Reporter Chris Fox from Austin.
The UT Board of Regents giving preliminary approval for the plan that kicks off in the fall of 2025. Free tuition at any of the 9 academic institutions in the University of Texas system for in-state undergrads whose families make $100,000 or less. That's up from the $65,000 mark set in 2019.
It'll be incomes below $200,000 for undergrads at MIT to go free. The tallest animals that trot the earth could be in trouble. CBS's Matt Piper.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has proposed listing 3 subspecies of giraffes as endangered and 2 species as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. Their populations have been declining because of poaching, habitat loss, and climate change.
S&P futures down 15. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Advisories for winter weather and strong winds are in effect today. It'll be snow accumulations of 2 to 4 inches before changing to mostly rain later on. The wind advisory will continue into tonight with gusts potentially hitting 45 miles an hour. The temps will remain seasonal. But when the numbers do start to drop, the National Weather Service warnings will be different.
They're switching over to something called extreme cold. So it doesn't matter if it's 30 below zero, just the temperature, or if the wind chill is 30 below zero. Either or, they're going to issue an extreme cold warning.
Justin Lowe with the National Weather Service says we'll top out at about 43 today. We'll have the latest on the weather today coming up in the forecast. Polling places in Racine County will be open until 8 tonight. Instead of piggybacking on the general election a couple of weeks back, officials decided to hold a primary election today to fill the Racine County executive position. On the ballot is County Clerk Wendy Christensen, Lorenzo Santos from Racine County Emergency Management, former educator Melvin Hargrove, and local businessman Ralph Malicki. The top 2 vote-getters today will move on to the final election December 19th. To double-check your polling places, some have changed, visit myvote.wi.gov. Racine is keeping its seats at the head of the assembly table. Wisconsin State Assembly Democrats voted to retain Greta Neubauer as the assembly minority leader this week. Neubauer has served in the state assembly since 2018 and has served as minority leader for the Democratic Party since 2021. Republicans recently re-elected Racine Representative Robin Voss as assembly speaker. The hope is for a new state title reign in Racine. Tonight, Racine St. Catharines competes for a state title in a game that will be heard here on WRJN. Live coverage of the WIAA state championship game will start at 6:30. The Angels face Baldwin Woodville from Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks get another win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Bulls 122-106. Milwaukee is now on four of their last five games. Doc Rivers says they're playing better defense.
We've had the ability to get timely stops and good stops, and we got to keep doing that. We just got to play defense with a sense of urgency for 48 minutes. And because our lack of speed, we have to have better focus, and that's what we're starting to do.
High school football state championship games are underway at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. In Division I, Green Bay's Bayport High School will face off tomorrow against Muskego. NFL, the Packers host the 49ers Sunday, kickoff at 3:25. The 49ers defense led by veteran linebacker Fred Warner, quarterback Jordan Love.
With Fred, it's definitely his athleticism. He does a great job at, like you said, dissecting plays, and he's usually in the right spot, but he's a guy that flies around the field.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some snow this morning that will eventually change over to rain later this morning into this afternoon, but we could get an inch or two by the time that happens. It's also going to be windy today with highs in the low 40s. The wind north gusting to 35 to 40 through the day. Tonight, 39. Tomorrow, cloudy, 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
Shopping for women is the toughest experience a man will ever have because we do not understand your stuff, okay? We don't understand your clothes because, first of all, women don't buy clothes. Too easy to buy clothes. No, women have to buy outfits. For every occasion, a woman has an outfit, okay? And there's some kind of secret competition going on that if two women show up at the same time, in the same place, in the same outfit, there's going to be trouble. See, that doesn't apply to men. If we show up dressed the same, we figure we got it right. So we try to buy you clothes, ladies, but you have this size thing going on, all right? And the size is just a number. We don't understand the number. We don't know how the number works. Men's clothes, simple. Measure your waist, that's your size. With women, you get some arbitrary number. The only thing we know about the number is we better not get the number too big.
I feel Diana Ross and the Supremes. I think it was just the Supremes at that moment. Yeah, I don't think it was Diana Ross and the Supremes when that song came out. You Can't Hurry Love, 610 WRJN, local news, timeless hits. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here. Well, we didn't get any snow. Got a dusting on my car this morning. Maybe I counted 17 flakes of snow, something like that, on my car. I don't know what it's like outside. It's a city if we're seeing. It could be more. But it wasn't 2 to 4 inches. It wasn't even, like, on the sidewalk. So it was nothing. But today, rain mixing with snow. They're saying again, 1 to 3 inches of snow possible. Highs near 43. Cloudy tonight. Lows 38. Cloudy, highs 47 tomorrow. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 45. And cloudy on Sunday with a high near 50. Right now, cloudy, 30 degrees right here at Radio Park. Hey, coming up, Carol G and Forte and Jim Messier talking about part two to their discussion of TV shows from the 1950s that we used to watch here in Racine. That's coming up after 7 right here at WRJN. There's a place up ahead and I'm going just as fast as my feet can fly. Come away if you're going. Leave the sinking ship behind. Come on. Around the bend. It's 6:13, local news and timeless hits, WRJN. So, a couple in Hawaii recently went hiking with their dog. They got lost. A 12-year-old kid, who was a Boy Scout, saved them. Now, he was out with his mom trying to earn a merit badge for hiking. They came across the couple and led them back to safety. But their dog's feet were so scraped up, he couldn't walk. So, the kid fashioned a stretcher out of a big tree branch and some T-shirts, and they carried the dog the rest of the way. I'm thinking Eagle Scout for this kid. I think he should just jump right to Eagle Scout. Saving lives, saving animals. Doesn't get much better than that, does it? It's cloudy and 30 degrees right now at Radio Park, 614. Percy Sledge, When a Man Loves a Woman. Local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN. Tennessee Sleds when a man loves a woman. 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM Kenosha, and everywhere. AM 1400 WRJN, local news and timeless hits. You know, the average person expects to gain 5.5 pounds by January 1st. We expect it, and we're fine with it. 42% admit they use the holidays as an excuse to eat whatever they want. And they start now, in mid-November. So, on your mark, get set, go!
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. This weekend kicks off the unofficial holiday box office season, and by all accounts, it will not disappoint. Every so often, two huge blockbusters are released at the same time. That includes this weekend with the release of Wicked and Gladiator 2. Wicked tells the story of the two witches from The Wizard of Oz and is based on the Smash Broadway musical. The film stars Ariana Grande and is pulling a 92% fresh score on Rotten Tomatoes and a 99% from audiences. Gladiator 2 is Ridley Scott's follow-up to the 2000 film starring Russell Crowe. The film stars Paul Mescal, Pedro Pascal, Connie Nielsen, and Denzel Washington, whose performance is getting rave reviews from critics. The film is drawing a 75% on Rotten Tomatoes, just a few points lower than its predecessor, but with no audience scores available yet. If you can wait just a few days, you can take the kids to see Moana 2. The follow-up to the wildly successful 2016 film opens the day before Thanksgiving and is also reviewing incredibly well at 95%. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And, of course, you can hear Pete tonight on our sister station, WAUK AM 540.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers Power Lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Bring something special to your table with Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their fresh-baked special-order pies are the talk of the town, from sweet, flaky apple and cherry to smooth pumpkin, sweet, creamy potato, and indulgent bourbon pecan. Every pie is made from scratch with love and flavor in every bite. Whether you're hosting or bringing dessert, these pies are sure to make everyone smile. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I've got some wonky terminology, so bear with me. I'm talking about credit utilization and how that affects your credit score. Credit utilization just means how much of your credit you're using. So let's say you have a $10,000 limit on your credit card. Now lots of us think it's okay to spend up to that $10,000 every month as long as you pay it off in full at the end of the month. Well, it turns out the credit bureaus, these agencies that assign us our credit scores, they only want us to use maybe 10, 20, or maximum 30% of our credit limit each month, like $1,000 to $3,000 tops if you've got $10,000 in credit. And your credit utilization counts for 30% of your total credit score. I don't love the rules, but knowing them helps us manage our credit scores the way we want to. For more about credit scores or just about getting good at money, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube.
There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
talks kind of lazy. People say she's crazy.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN 624. Thursday morning, November 21st, Election Day today in Racine. We're doing a primary for the county supervisor, Racine County supervisor, and that Racine County executive position today. So get a chance to get out and vote. All right. Well, we'll have dinner parties coming up, parties, get-togethers with family and friends. 52% of us have at least one family member. We want to ban from all our holiday get-togethers this year. Here are the top four. An aunt, an uncle, a nephew, and a cousin. The top causes include unresolved family issues, politics, and alcohol. You know you can avoid all this problem? Just don't have any parties or get-togethers. Everything will work out just fine. It's 624, Al Wilson, Show and Tell, Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Hotel. Al Wilson, local news and time of the sits, WRJN. Rain mixing with snow today, 1 to 3 inches possible. Highs near 43. It's not going to hang around a long time. When you are 43 degrees, the snow is not going to hang around. Cloudy, lows around 38 tonight. Cloudy, 47 the high tomorrow. Partly sunny for Saturday with a high near 45 and cloudy with a high near 50 on Sunday. Here come the Everlys.
Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry.
Timeless Hits, WRJN at 6:30. In survival news, a team in Switzerland invented edible drones. Now you say, why would they do that? Well, think about it. The wings are made of rice cakes, so if you flew one in to someone who was stranded and you couldn't get to them, once the drone got there, they can eat the drone to survive. Pretty clever, huh? Each drone is about 300 calories, so you don't get fat either. That's pretty neat. I like that idea. 6:30 on the noggin right now. Let's check news of the morning, and here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Advisories for winter weather and strong winds are in effect today. It'll be snow accumulations of 2 to 4 inches before changing to mostly rain later on. The wind advisory will continue into tonight with gusts potentially hitting 45 miles an hour. The temps will remain seasonal, but when the numbers do start to drop, the National Weather Service warnings will be different.
They're switching over to something called extreme cold. So it doesn't matter if it's 30 below zero, just the temperature, or if the wind chill is 30 below zero. Either or, they're going to issue an extreme cold warning.
Justin Lowe with the National Weather Service says we'll top out at about 43 today. We'll have the latest on the weather today coming up in the forecast. Polling places in Racine County will be open until 8 tonight. Instead of piggybacking on the general election a couple of weeks back, officials decided to hold a primary election today to fill the Racine County executive position. On the ballot is County Clerk Wendy Christensen, Lorenzo Santos from Racine County Emergency Management, former educator Melvin Hargrove, and local businessman Ralph Malicki. The top two vote-getters today will move on to the final election December 19th. To double-check your polling places, some have changed, visit myvote.wi.gov. Racine is keeping its seats at the head of the assembly table. Wisconsin State Assembly Democrats voted to retain Greta Neubauer as the assembly minority leader this week. Neubauer has served in the state assembly since 2018 and has served as minority leader for the Democratic Party since 2021. Republicans recently re-elected Racine Representative Robin Voss as assembly speaker. The hope is for a new state title reign in Racine. Tonight, Racine St. Catharines competes for a state title in a game that will be heard here on WRJN. Live coverage of the WIAA state championship game will start at 6:30. The Angels face Baldwin Woodville from Camp Randall Stadium in Madison.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Propane use on today's Wisconsin farms means more than just keeping warm. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Thursday. And in fact, the Propane Research Council is not only innovating the way farms use propane, they're providing some incentives to use propane. Details on the way.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compere Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compere.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
Mike Newland, Director of Agriculture Business Development with the Propane Education Research Council, says today propane is being used in a lot of innovative ways across farms in the United States. For example, can you imagine propane fueling a system that steams the soil? He explains.
My background's agronomy, and I get excited when we can control weeds with heat instead of pesticides, and that's what we're doing. This soil steam unit that we've got, it's running in California. It just came back to California from Yuma, Arizona, where there's a tremendous amount of lettuce produced. The results of that unit are fantastic. We're sterilizing the weed seeds essentially in the soil bank, but we're also seeing fusarium control with that unit as well. You know, a product that we didn't think would have a fit for the Midwest, that technology may, in fact, over time, you know, it may take 10 years or whatever, may make its way to the Midwest.
Interesting concept. Mike Newland, he's the Director of Agriculture Business Development with the Propane Education Research Council, PERC. They also have created an incentive program where producers get money back when they purchase certain categories of equipment for the farm that use PERC. You can find out more on that. Go to propane.com/farm incentive.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Hey, we'd love for you to sign up for our daily e-newsletter, and you won't miss a thing about Wisconsin agriculture. It's simple. Just go to MidwestFarmReport.com and give us your email address. There's a look at food news on a Thursday. I'm PM Yonke.
We have some snow this morning that will eventually change over to rain later this morning into this afternoon, but we could get an inch or two by the time that happens. It's also going to be windy today with highs in the low 40s. The wind north gusting to 35 to 40 through the day. Tonight, 39. Tomorrow, cloudy, 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
I don't know why, but I find it a lot easier to hate a stranger than to love a stranger. I know that sounds weird to say, but I'll be in line at like CVS or something, and I'll just be behind some guy, and I'll be like, I hate this guy. I haven't even seen the front of him. I'm like, man, I've seen enough. I hate him. What is that? What's my problem? I don't know what that is about human nature. If there's one thing I would say about everybody, there's a selfishness, I think, to human beings that we just all sort of have. It's just built in there. The fact that community service is a punishment in our society, it's a pretty good sign, you know, I'd be like, just under prison, you get community service. How bad that you have to help the community. What did you do? For 30 hours in the next calendar year, you have to help the community? Wow. Glad I'm not you. I bet you learned your lesson, man.
Working my way back to you, babe, with a burning
News and timeless hits for the Four Seasons, working my way back to you. Here's a morning fun fact for you. The group Metallica was the first band ever to play on all seven continents, and they did it all in the same year. It was in 2013. They played in North America, South America, Europe, Asia, Africa, Australia, and they put on a special concert for some scientists in Antarctica. I guess the penguins, too, and, well, there you go. All seven continents in one year, Metallica. All right, it's pretty good. 641, human beings, nobody but me. No, no. Three local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Rain mixing with snow today. They're claiming 1 to 3 inches possible. Highs near 43. I don't know how you get snow on the ground when it's 43 degrees, but cloudy, lows around 38. I don't have my meteorological degree, so I don't know. Cloudy tomorrow with a high near 47. Cloudy on partly sunny, actually, on Saturday with a high near 45. Cloudy on Sunday with a high near 50. Right now it's cloudy and 30 degrees. It's cold out there this morning. Bundle up. We got Jim and Carol in here. They're schlepping into the studio this morning. We're going to talk about TV shows from the 1950s you used to watch, all right? That's part two to our discussion. That's coming up a little after 7 o'clock. A little after 8, Dick Graceffa is going to preview the high school playoff game with St. Cats. That's coming up tonight, all right?
People say I'm the life of the party 'cause I tell a joke or two. Smile, it's out of place. If you
Lucky, Tracks of My Tears, 646 WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Well, the holidays are coming. That means lots of family infighting. These are the main topics that can start a fight. Best to avoid them. Politics. 34% of people said it's a frequent point of contention in the family. Yeah, politics. That'll do it every time. Family dynamics, past grievances. So ongoing stuff that's been brewing and then bubbles over. A tie between relationships and finances. So try to avoid phrases like, that wife of yours is why you don't have any money. Things like that. Arguing about those things is usually pointless, too. But there is another reason to avoid them. There's a 1 in 3 chance it will become a war. What a great holiday issue. I don't have a war at the house right before dinner. A poll found a third of holiday fights end up in escalating into lasting rifts that can impact relationships for years. You know what I say? No relatives over the house during the holiday season. No fighting. And plus, you save money on food. You don't have to clean the house either. 647 WRJN.
Your one-stop holiday shopping spot is Santa's Boutique. It sets up December 6th inside the Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine. Enjoy hot chocolate, cookies, and find great gifts from vendors like Tastefully Simple, Color Street, Avon, Paparazzi Jewelry, The Pampered Chef, Tupperware, Mary Kay, and more. Santa's Boutique at Fountain Hills Apartments, where you'll find something unique. Shop Friday afternoon, December 6th, 1 to 5 p.m. at Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Racine. Brought to you by Fountain Hills and Compassus Hospice.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
When the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas, just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser, bridging the warmth and flavor Racine craves. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Yeah.
James of the Shondells, Moni Moni, Tommy James, now a disc jockey on the radio. You know when I heard him? He sounds pretty darn good. 652, local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Hey, if your only issue with pizza is you can't get drunk off of it, well, here you go. Pizza Hut is selling pizza-flavored wine made with tomatoes instead of grapes. They say it captures the essence of your favorite slice in every sip. They're selling 375-milliliter half bottles at IrvineWinery.com for $25. I can't imagine that even tasting good, but we'll see what happens. It's 6:53, local news, timeless hits with Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell, Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide.
Local news, timeless hits. A Royal Caribbean cruise ship got hit by a huge gust of wind, started tilting from one side to another for several minutes. And how's this for irony? The song that was playing on the ship at that time, My Heart Will Go On, from Titanic.
Thank you.
Elton John, Kiki D. Everybody says, who was Kiki D? She was a jazz singer, Kiki D. I don't know how she got hooked up with Elton John there, but she did. And it's news time. It's 7 o'clock. Here's CBS News.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.